We're up to Hey. Okay. Kuf Lamed Hey. Kuf Lamed Tes Siv Hey. Nogu Lechasos HaKsav B'Sudar Ben Gav L'Gavra. So the minhag is to cover the Sefer Torah with a sudar. It means a handkerchief or a cloth or something between each aliyah. Again, this is talking about a Sfardish Torah. If you've seen one, they stand upright. So they'll usually have like a cloth tied to the Eitz Chaim. We've been to Dino Seilu in our minhag, in our countries, Germany, Ashkenaz. Nagu shihei migoleles bein gavra legavra v'cheinika. We roll up the Sefer Torah. We close it that way between the aliyahs. Mishbruchaf nagu l'chasos. The minig is to cover afal pi shemin hadin svich aliyos migoleles. Even though by the letter law it should remain, it needs to be rolled up. I'm saying k'moshe kos b'sif dal. We saw in the last sif. B'komaknas nagu l'hios pesucha. Keep it open. V'makom galila. So they keep it open, they just cover it with I've seen it. It's a cloth. They just hold the swat. They wrap it over across the Sefer Torah. Chafal fenagu shihei megoleles. Delosagi b'kisei b'alma. It's not enough just to cover it. It's actually closed up. Because of hataz l'fi min hagze. According to this, shuv ein tzarech kisei. Because if you're doing this, then you don't need to cover it additionally on top of that. Because you have a tircha yaseira to cover it to be an additional tircha on the tzibur. V'rak be'eis sha'omrim kaddish acher hakriya. I'm sorry, hakriya of shapi yesh l'chaz. So certainly when you're saying the kaddish afterwards, then you cover it with like the mantle over it. Da'az mistaleg min hakriya. Because now you're finishing it off. Okay, the hu hadin, the same thing would apply, covering it, komalkum sheish zman orach, it's going to be a long time between aliyahs, like, for example, you're making mishaberichs or stuff like that, going shem zamrim, lechosin, you're singing songs for the chosin, oh, I don't know, whatever it is, o yishama, mazel tov, whatever it is, o shem arichim, mishaberich, you're making a long mishaberich for the person, in that case, az mechasin besudur, then we cover it with the sudur. Chav beis ben gavra, the gavra between the aliyahs, the hatam, the reason for this is, she'ein lehanicha psucha, it's not the consider the derech eretz to leave it sitting there open like that. She ain't covered at latar. It's not respectful. She tehe pesucha v'samtin ad sheyavo acher. And has to sit, wait for somebody else to come up and get their next aliyah. Okay. Vav. Omer baruchu. Okay. We start with a baruchu. V'habrachos b'kol ram. We say them out loud because we want people to be able to hear them in order to respond. It's a davar shebekedusha. V'omrim b'lachash toef. The person who says them quietly, that's a mistake. And some say that they would make the brachas quietly, they'd have to go back and repeat them again out loud. Then the Ramah adds, "Kidei sheyishmeu ha'am v'yanu baruch Hashem v'varach le'olam vod," so that morning, so that people could hear and listen and answer with them. V'im lo shamu hatzibres ha'mavarich, and if people do not hear the one, sometimes they say it quietly. You don't hear them. So afa pi sheshamu hachazan, they hear the people around them answering. Ono lo yano imo, ela onin amin al divrei hachazan. So I mean they can't answer to what they didn't hear, but they hear everybody else. The Mishnah was going to explain they hear like 10 people around him. They answer, so they can respond to what they hear from the tzibur. That's how it works. Okay, that was chaf gimel. Baruch Hu, right? So we say the Baruch Hu before the Birkas HaTorah, Ha'am, the Hatam, sorry, I read that wrong, the Tam, the reason for this is, Kirush HaSayim HaRamah, like the Ramah concluded, Va'af HaBrochos Kadei Sheyuchlo Kol HaTzibur L'Anos Amen, because we want the Tzibur to respond Amen to what he's saying. I mean, it's like an affirmation, we believe in this. If you say him quietly, that's a mistake. Toeh, Chaf Dalad, Delimi Oimer Baruch Hu. You're calling on everybody to bless Hashem with you. But if no one hears you, then who are you calling upon it? It's like you're talking to yourself. So that's a mistake. V'lachash nikra kol deleis asara detzeis. What do we mean by lachash? It means that it's soft so that, in volume, so that 10 people do not hear you. This is important. At least 10 people have to be able to hear you. Kedin davar shebekedusha de'eina b'pachos me'asara. So this is interesting. That anytime there's something that said, you need a minute, you should say it loud enough so that 10 people can hear it. Sometimes you'll see this by a Kaddish. Shechter talks about this. You'll see people saying Kaddish very quietly to themselves. And if 10 people can't hear you saying Kaddish, there's somebody else saying it, that's a problem. 10 people should be able to hear you saying your Kaddish, even if there's other people saying it as well, because that's the Davashe B'Kedusha. I'm Morgan Avram, Behu Hadin, B'Kaddish, Fayad, Yesh Li Zor, Shlola Omer, B'Lachash. You shouldn't say it quietly, Mahai Taima. Sometimes you see these people don't realize that. I don't know what reason, they're saying it very quietly. It's not true. It's not proper. You see clearly from the Mishnah Berurah and other Achronim point out that really anything that's a Davash Bekudu should be said loud enough that people can answer. As I explained, so what happens if you know, not everybody heard him, but enough people did. Even the guy in the back row didn't hear him. But there's a whole discussion, not for now, there's a whole discussion in Kuf Mem Vav, I think. I mean, the famous Gemara, I think it's in Sukkah, that talks about the Shulchan Alexandria, where they had to wave the flags. So Mestalman, they didn't hear the Kriyas HaTorah there either, right? Okay, it's a discussion.
I could hear it though, if you're an Ashkenazi person visiting the Sfarad Yeshul and you're not comfortable with their version of the Kaddish, but you still want to be able to say something, you'd rather not.
It's look it over beforehand.
Yeah,
you break your teeth. Revach lahatzal alanu. You have to look. Yeah, shezavah rufah. Okay, it's something. It's a few tongue twisters over there. You break your teeth the first two, but you should look at. Yeah, you should say it out loud. Sheishmu ha'am of the honor, they should hear, be able to answer. Kedimi divrei ha'ramah, mashma divisvir le da'ayish oimrim lo koi rak al baruch. This is not only going on the baruchu. Ava birchos eino, brachos eino ma'akev b'di'evid im berech b'lachosh. That if you made it quietly, I'm bir halacha mashka sabti b'zeh aval echadchil b'vade mitzvah l'omr mekol ram. You should say them out loud. Es mevorech ha'ainu kishomer baruchu. They're answering his baruchu. Chav Zayin Afa Pisha Shomach Chazon Ayn LaEil B'Simin Nun Zayin Sifkat and Beis Mishnah Brura Ubir Halacha Mashkasav Nusham. So he tells you what we wrote there. If you look in where's the Dirshu 26, right? Shekosuf HaMishnah Brusham writes over there. Sheim Shama Es Hatzibur Omrim Baruch Hashem HaMavorach. You didn't hear the person making. But you heard the other people responding. He said Baruch, and everyone else said Baruch Hashem Vorach Yana Imam. Then you can answer with them. That's what he's saying. That you could answer along with him. Okay, let's do Zion. Acher she'anu ha'am baruch Hashem ha'mevorech le'olam vaed choizer ha'mevorech ve'omer baruch ata baruch Hashem ha'mevorech le'olam vaed. He repeats that. Fine. Kedei lichlol ha'mevorech atmo bichlal ha'mevorechim, because you want to include yourself in this bracha. You're meaning you're saying let's bless Hashem, and everyone says yes. So you want to do that. You want to be part of that as well. Just one Mishnah Brunt on this is Chavches Choizem Mevorich Ein Le'el Sham B'Sif Katan Dalad Mash Kasavti Sham. So he explains what I wrote over there. So take a look at 27. I'll tell you what he wrote over there. Sham Kosov. He wrote She'ein Lo Mevorich La'Anos Amen. He shouldn't answer Amen. Achesh She'ano Hatzibur Baruch Hashem Mevorich Le'in Im Hatzibur Tzrichin La'Anos Amen La'Achesh Amar Shliach Tzibur Baruch Hashem Vorach Kosov Sham She'yesh Deos B'zeh. Okay, it's a machlokus. Prima Godem Hechriyesh Rishus B'Yadam La'Anos Amen. They have permission. They could say Amen if they want to. It's Ayim HaMishnah Berurah Sham. He concludes Shemikol Mokom Im Oymi B'Mokom She'osu L'Hafzik Lo Yana Amen Zeh. Certainly if you're in a place where you're not allowed to, then you should not respond. Ches Afilu Berach Birkas HaTorah La'atzmo. Even if you said the brachos for yourself, v'tekev krauhu likros b'torah. So, with the situations where you open up your sitter, you said birchas haTorah, ya'amod, and they call you up for an aliyah. So, tzarich lachzu levarich asher bachar banu kishikari b'torah. You still make that same bracha again. You make it again. Do mishum kovet haTorah niskana kishikari b'tzibur. So, this is a special bracha that's made for reading the Torah publicly. That's interesting.
It's not just the
first and
the last. I mean, you'd save the full brachas, right?
You said, well, we'll get to that. What brachas, if you said, if you could call the different points, that's coming up. So in Chavtes, he says, Tekef Karu, you made the bracha and they called you up for the Torah. Haine shlo omr shum posuk achakach. And you didn't say any psukim yet. You just got it right up. Right? No, make it again. Dimashum covered Hatzibur and Lamed. Rotel means, Delo havi bracha zu bracha yeter. So it's not a condition, additional bracha. However, look at this. So mikom akam kedei shlo yeh bracha harishon amichdi. So it shouldn't be like, not going on anything. Kosapri chodesh vechein sharachron, and they bring the following thing. De yira likro al kopon and posuk echad kugon yivarechecha derech hilucho l'sefer Torah. So yeah, they call you just in the bracha of Torah. So then you say yivarecha Hashem yishmerecha. Right? This week's parsha. You get a three word posuk. You say something. You say once again. So what happened? The bracha of Torah you made for yourself. You said a posuk in Torah. It's a whole discussion as to why that's the psukim that we chose. But maybe we'll discuss that a different time. But Kosher Glover has on that. Okay. Anyway. You should say the pasuk, and then you get up, and then you then you make a bracha, right again, 30 seconds later, 10 seconds or whatever it is. Tess. Now, they called you up, but you didn't make a bracha. You just walked into shul. Ah, coins here. Ah, yamod. Ah, I didn't make brachas. Okay, so what do you do? Kavar niftar bilvarech birchas asher bachar banu. You're yotzi with that bracha you make. Delo gara mimish niftar ba'ahavaraba. It's no different than we learned earlier in the Mem Zion when talking about a person who didn't make birchas haTorah. Now they're birchas kriyashma. Birkas Kriyashma is never bracha on Birkas HaTorah. Nevertheless, that counts. That patters you from Birkas HaTorah. This is no worse than the bracha you're making on Birkas HaTorah. Is no worse than your Birkas Kriyashma.
So you don't go back.
Well, watch. Well, you're going to say, oh, it's good. You're asking the Mishnah Berurah's Kash. You are going to make the other brachas. You're going to make the other ones also. But at least you make the first one on the actual Kriyas HaTorah. Yeah? Lamed Aleph. Is that what we're up to? Yeah, Lamed Aleph. Okay. Kvar Niftar Min Levarech Birkas Asher Baruch Abonu. You yotze with that. Lamed beis logora. It's no worse. Mishim niftar. Kimavur la'el b'simin mem zayin. Okay. That's mem vav. Mem vayin over there is talking about that. V'kosu hachronim. D'mikol makon avles. Lo dami legamre l'nifta b'avro. It's not exactly the same. D'hosam yotze b'zeh. Over there, by Birkas HaTorah, your Ahav Rabbah potted from everything. Gam v'herav na, fine. Masha'ein kein hocham, which is not true here when you're only making one of them. Lo niftarak mi Birkas asher bachar banu levad. That's the only one your Birkas HaTorah getting the Eliyah potters you from. Aval idach with the elven sarach lahashlim. You have to make them up. V'yamrik achrakach Birkas kohanim shirigilin lo yimer tomin. So in Athens, you're going to say the second bracha of asher bachar banu. All right, Lasok, right, and then you're going to finish off with Birkas HaTorah. Okay, that was Yud. Bracha Chrona, the Bracha Athiyat in Yaliyah, Asher Nosolana, Torah's MS. So, who gave us the true Torah, Zu Torah Shebichsav, that's the written Torah. Vechaye Ha'olam, Nata Bisochenu, and eternal life you placed within us, Hu Torah Shebal Peh, that's going on Torah Shebal Peh. So v'chayi ha'olam. So he says, I mean, hagein elomer chayi olam. V'chayi. We don't say the hey, not how we just say chayi olam. Nato b'socheinu la'medalid al shem hakosuv divrei chachamim kedar voinois chamas mores netuyim. They're like nails that are planted firmly. So look at the 29. It's a beautiful idea here. We'll end with this morning. V'hakdom alachele gimel hosif l'ver. He explains more and says, Shakodesh baruch l'natz netiyah b'toch ha'uma ha'yisraelis. Hashem planted something within the Jewish nation. Shenuchu lechiyot bo ba'olam. We can live forever. Ki haTorah lenefesh, he kimo eitz achayim b'gan Eden. Torah, learning Torah is like the tree of life in Gan Eden. Shehaoicha mipirio, if you eat from the fruits of the tree in Gan Eden, hayechay lenetzach, you live forever. Vechein yichya or haTorah es haguf yamduhu lenetzach. So the Torah of chay olam, not to be sochein, the eternal life he put in for us, Torah shebal peh, the Mesorah, then we're learning that. That's like we're back in Gan Eden, eating from Eitz HaChayim. Beautiful. What a beautiful thought. Okay, a good Nerv Shabbos.